Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the LA Lakers and the Toronto Raptors. Lakers come in 10-13 on the year, Toronto meanwhile 12-12. Lakers are 7-3 over their last 10 games, lost their last contest, no Anthony Davis in that one against Cleveland. Toronto meanwhile 5-5 over that span and is also on a one-game skid. Looking at the numbers, Lakers averaging 114.8 points per game, good for 10th. Toronto is at 110.9 per contest, which is 20th. Team D, Lakers allowing 115.2 per game. Raptors significantly better at 109.5. Turnovers. Lakers averaging about a league average, 14.5 per contest. Toronto takes care of the ball a little bit better, averaging just 13.3. Looking at the shooting numbers, Toronto shoots 45% from the field. Lakers a little bit better at 47.3. Three-point shooting for the Lakers is just 32.9. But Toronto is basically the same at 33 even. Free throw numbers, 77.6%, for Toronto, 79.7% for the Lakers, so slight advantage LA. Bench scoring, again, is pretty close, but a slight advantage for the Lakers, 35.5 versus 33.5 for Toronto. This will be the first time these two teams have played this year. Toronto did not play on Tuesday. The Lakers are on the second game of a back-to-back, which always hurts. Anthony Davis and LeBron James both listed as doubtful. Precious Achiuwa out for Toronto. Got to go with the Toronto Raptors here. If Davis and LeBron are not going to play, you got to expect Toronto to win. And even if they were playing, second day of a back-to-back is always tough. I'm going to go with the Raptors here. And that will conclude our on-court look of Raptors and Lakers. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA. Here's our preview of the Lakers and Raptors. Lakers, big dog in this one. 9.5-point road dog. Opened at 7 in the overnight. Even some 6.5s, but that is bet. Anthony Davis only played 8 minutes last night dealing with the flu, so I think the question marks there are surrounding Davis and the Lakers on a back-to-back play to that number. More on the number there in a moment. But, yeah, it's the Raptors right now. 9.5-point favorite, looking at a 229 for the total, up from the 225.5 open, which again I think deals with the Davis injury. 10-13 is the Lakers ATS record. They're 4-7 ATS on the road, but 7-3 in their last 10. They've been turning things around. Raptors 13-11 ATS, 8-4 ATS at home, 5-5 in their last 10. Lakers 12 overs, 11 unders. The Raptors 12 each way. This is a back-to-back here for the Lakers. Lost in Cleveland last night. The Raptors lost at home to Boston back on Monday. Series trends, Raptors 19-7 ATS in the last 26. Lakers have gone over 4 of 5. However, they are looking at a number of 0-7 ATS in their last 7 following straight-up losses of 10 points or more, which was the case last night. A tough road environment to play in Cleveland, and with the Davis injury, that throws things in there. The Raptors have gone under in 4 of their last 5 home games, but the Raptors are 1-6 ATS in their last 7 versus teams with losing straight-up records, which the Lakers fall into. Mentioned Anthony Davis questionable with the flu, and I think that's why we've seen the movement here. I definitely like the Raptors in this spot. Still at the 9.5 number, I think that's about as large of a spread as I would look at there. Not sure what the situation will be with Davis tonight, but yeah, 8 minutes last night, questionable with the flu. So, even the Raptors 9.5, I think, is the number to look at, just because Davis has been so impactful in this recent positive stretch here for the Lakers. And I'm on the under in this spot too. Davis making a defensive difference, I know, but he's averaging nearly 50 points in his last two entering last night. I think the Raptors are going to be able to control the pace, slow this one down a little bit the way they want to. And I do like that number staying under. I may wait to see if it gets to that 230 mark, just with some of the movement up that we've seen because of the Davis injury. More stack in the NBA. NBA previews here on the Sports Betting Stack. Find the Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, stacking the NBA. That's our betting preview of the Lakers and Raptors.